1420 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. An overnight helicopter operation has cleared U.S. diplomats from Sudan as rival military forces battle there for control. Delaware Senator Chris Coons talked about it on Face the Nation.
I'm still hopeful that they could return to a civilian government. It unwound fast in just the last week. And I'm grateful that our special forces have now successfully overnight evacuated the U.S. nationals who work in our embassy in Khartoum.
U.S. citizens are still stuck there. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is blasting the U.S. government for denying visas to its Russian reporters. Earlier today, he even suggested Moscow would retaliate if they couldn't cover his upcoming trip to New York. The dispute comes as Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich is held in Russia on espionage charges. Former Vice President Mike Pence is praising a recent Texas ruling meant to stop sales of a popular abortion drug.
The cause of restoring the sanctity of life to the center of American law is the calling of our time. The Supreme Court in the Dobbs decision last June gave the American people a new beginning for life.
But a Supreme Court reprieve temporarily blocked that lower court ruling, which means sales of mifepristone can continue till justices weigh in. There are more questions now surrounding Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas.
The issue is the justice's ties to conservative billionaire donor Harlan Crow after Thomas sold properties to Crow. Thomas also went on luxury trips and vacations paid for by Crow. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Dick Durbin tells NBC these actions raise some ethical considerations.
Why this Supreme Court, these nine justices, believe they are exempt from the basic standards of disclosure, I cannot explain.
Senator Durbin has requested Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts appear before the panel on May 2nd to answer questions about ethics rules governing the nation's highest court. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
NBC Universal has fired its CEO, Jeff Shell, over an inappropriate relationship he apparently had with a woman at the company. In a statement, Shell said he regrets it and apologized for letting his colleagues down. He'd been with the company for 19 years. 32,000 workers could be unemployed soon now that Bed Bath & Beyond has filed for bankruptcy. Retail expert Bert Flickinger.
With retail contracting in this accelerating retail ice age, it's going to be tough for even the best Bed Bath & Beyond employees to catch on with other retailers.
The company hasn't given a timeline for its closures. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering professional-grade industrial supplies, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a chance for mixed precipitation changing to all snow. Lows around 27. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 48. More clouds than sun. Slight chance for scattered showers again tomorrow night. Lows around 31. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 43.
Thank you. Welcome once again, my friends, to the show that never ends, except when it does. You are listening to Seth Faces the Music, and today, well, let's see, we've done Saturday, we've done Friday, that means the next logical day of the week to do is Monday? Well, surprising number of songs are about that most dreaded, most maligned day of the week. Well, let's see if we can't redeem it just a little bit. So join me, won't you, as we face the music together.
Mm-hmm. belt. On your marks, get set, go!
From their classic album, Different Class, that was Monday Morning. And before that, we started off the show with Antoine Fats Domino and Blue Monday. Next up, we have the house band of Stax Volt Recording Studios. They originally went by the name The Cobras. Later on, they took the name of their leader and organist, Booker T. And here he is with the rest of the MGs. Here's Sunny Monday.
call. I said, wait, have I been seduced and forgotten? He said, baby, haven't we all? Now I don't like crying, 'cause it only gets me wet. But I can't help it to remember to forget you, and I know it's gonna be a long time. But now I'm crying like a church on Monday, praying for these feelings to go away. So do me a favor, baby, put down your guitar and love me like Sunday again.
Whoa, whoa.
And that was the New Radicals from their one and only album, Maybe You've Been Brainwashed Too, from 1998. That was Crying Like a Church on Monday. The band was mostly led by Greg Alexander as a vehicle for his songwriting. He later broke up the band so he could concentrate on producing and writing for other people, and he was later nominated for an Oscar. Coming up on Seth Faces the Music, we have a group from the 1960s, known for their glorious harmonies and their intergroup drama, at least what we've heard of since then. One of their biggest hits is coming up next on WFHR.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Monday, can't trust that day.
someday. It just turns out that way. What Monday, Monday won't go away. Monday, Monday, it's here to stay.
And that was Tegan and Sarah with Monday, Monday, Monday. I think that's how that's pronounced. Before that, we started the set with the Mamas and the Papas. Monday, Monday. By my count, that's 5 Mondays in 2 songs. Not bad. Up next, we have one of the most respected singer-songwriters of the last 50 years. Many people have recorded his songs. He had a very distinct singing voice and loved playing with other artists. Unfortunately, he was one of the ones we lost during the pandemic recently. But of course, his music lives on. Here's John Prine with Long Monday.
You and me, sitting in the back of my memory, like a honeybee, buzzing round a glass of sweet Chablis. Radio's on, windows rolled up and my mind's rolled down. Headlights shining like silver moons rolling on the ground. We made love in every way love can be made. And we made time look like time could never fade. Friday night, we both made a guitar hum. Saturday made Sunday feel like it would never come. Gonna be a long Monday, sitting all alone on a mountain by a river that has no end. Gonna be a long Monday, stuck like the tick of a clock that's come unwound again. Soul to soul, heart to heart, and cheek to cheek. Oh, come on, baby, give me a kiss that'll last all week. The thought of you leaving again brings me down. The promise of your sweet love brings me around. Gonna be a long Monday, sitting all alone on a mountain by a river that has no end. It's gonna be a long Monday, stuck like the tick of a clock that's come unwound again and again.
body, not my own. I still have to pay, give it all away. Dressing up clean, me looking sharp, coat hanger, wire, wear me out, hanging out, bleeding out, soul searching notes. For all the people that stood beside me, I had some men that felt just like me. Is it not my right when to breathe to my own guilt? It's so hard anyway, as it is. Joker's wild, laughing back, but I have to stay. Cut you loose, cut you up, cut me free, cut me up. I wanna choose my own day. Let me go, call me now, like Monday. We'll never let go.
Question Mark and the Mysterions playing the blues classic Stormy Monday. That will not be the last time we hear that song on this show today, so stay tuned. Before that, we had Nina Cherry with Black Monday. Coming up next on Seth Faces the Music, a song from a group whose lead singer later went on to organize the Live Aid concert. He also starred in the movie version of Pink Floyd's The Wall. But before he did all of those things, he was the lead singer of a group who released a hit song about, well, Unfortunately, something we hear about all too much these days. Find out what it is next on WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
I don't like Mondays.
such a glorious weekend. Down life's sunny path I was led. But I woke up today and I heard myself say, here's Monday, rearing its ugly head. Get rid of Monday, and right away, let's start the week with another day. Tear off that page on your calendar pad and get rid of Monday or I'll go mad. Sweethearts are happy on Wednesday nights. Thursday is known as the maid's delight. Sunday is nice in my old neighborhood, but get rid of Monday, it ain't no good. Now, haven't you found Monday comes round whenever you're feeling your worst? It shouldn't exist, it wouldn't be missed. So throw it in with February 31st. On Tuesday, the ladies play bridge and they talk. Friday, the school kids are through with chalk. Saturday's pay is as good news. But get rid of Monday, it's full of blues. On Wednesday you wish. Thursday is the maid's day out, and Friday you cook fish. Saturday you shining up your Sunday shoes. But get rid of Monday, it's for the birds and the blues. Go on, lose it.
The one, the only, Lena Horne, live from the Sands. That was Get Rid of Monday. Before that, we had the Boomtown Rats with I Don't Like Mondays. Of course, that song was based on a school shooting incident back in the 1980s. Sadly, things have not changed much since then. The band Till Tuesday is known primarily for their big hit Voices Carry, but they had some real songwriting talent, mostly in the person of Amy Mann, who was the front person for that group. Later went on to have a very successful solo career, but they had some other great tunes on that album, including this one. Here's Till Tuesday with Maybe Monday.
Tell me again. up on Monday, wrote you a love song, wrote you a love song. Well, the pen stopped and the paper flew out the window, and the news rang down the road. I don't know where they'll go, be caught in the trees, I suppose, ripped apart by the birds in the winter winds. Whisper goodbye to your love, to your love. When now walking into a storm, into the storm, follow what I thought was your voice, but it was just on the river side. I don't know where they go, but I cast the letters you wrote, taken out by the current, or sink to the bottom. Say a little goodbye,
say goodbye
to your love,
to your love.
Say a little sky's dark and the wind blew the trees down. I watched as the world slipped away, carved into the bark a final love song. Then I carried the words to the fire, staring into the glow where the branches burning low. Sparks shooting out like stars, and in the morning, say a little goodbye.
Say goodbye
to your love,
to your love.
Say a little goodbye.
Say goodbye
to your love,
to your love.
Say a little goodbye.
Say goodbye
to your love,
to your love.
Say a little song with me every day till I lie down by your side.
And that was the Arizona band named after the small border town in California, Calexico, with Maybe on Monday. That is going to wrap up hour one of Seth Faces the Music this week, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. We've got hour two just around the corner, where we'll be featuring music from the Bengals. We've got some Fleetwood Mac, Curtis Mayfield, Wilco, and much, much more. Stay tuned, everyone.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.